What's the first thing I want to do after we have a different president? Take a shower.
Impeachment is about cleansing the office.
Now, mind you, the heretofore document had dry ink on it for at least many fork nights
We signed it a long time ago.
It was a long time ago signed.
I thought you said the law was powerless.
Powerless to help you, not punish you.
Welcome to Opening Arguments, the podcast that pairs an inquisitive interviewer with a real-life lawyer. This podcast is sponsored by the law offices of P. Andrew Torres, LLC, for entertainment purposes, is not intended as legal advice, and does not form an attorney-client relationship. Don't take legal advice from a podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Opening Arguments. This is episode 331. I'm Thomas Smith. That over there is Andrew Torres. How are you doing, Andrew?
I am doing fantastic. I am really, really excited about this episode. I feel like we saved the best for last coming out of our live show.
Absolutely. Me too. This is another one of those, if you take the red pill versus the blue pill, but not in an MRA way, just in a fun, healthy way. If you take the patron pill, you're going to be getting a little bonus from Andrew Torres, because you deserve it, and because you already heard all the live show. But if you take the normie pill, which, hey, that's fine. We love all our listeners, but you guys are getting, I think you're right, Andrew, probably my favorite part from the Opening Arguments live show in L.A., and that was with Carrie Poppy and Matthew Struger. Carrie, of course, from Oh No, Ross and Carrie, and Matthew has been their attorney, which is the subject of the bit that we did with them, which was really, really good. I mean, you know, you and I do this kind of stuff. I had plenty of healthy expectations for how good it would be because I know Carrie. We've talked to them. I knew it would be good stuff. They exceeded my expectations by like a million. It was so fun. Yeah. It was an absolute blast. So I'm so excited to finally give that to all of the listeners. So that's what's on the agenda for today. Anything you need to add, or do we need to just let our listeners finally hear the thrilling conclusion of the LA live show?
Yeah, let's get to it.
All right. Brian, punch it. let's have some fun. Let's invite our special guests up. What do you think? Carrie?
I'm really, really excited about this. Is everybody familiar with the Oh No, Ross and Carrie podcast?
Yes. Come on up. Entirely
my fault. No, this works out great because I only speak through my lawyer.
So yeah, yeah.
I'm not
it's
Ross.
It's Carrie and definitely Ross, right? From Oh No, Ross and Carrie.
No, this is my lawyer and very good friend, Matthew Struger.
Just here to make sure Carrie doesn't libel who she shouldn't libel and that she does libel who she should libel.
I love that there's another lawyer willing to say, I want you to libel who you should libel.
This is true. Matthew texted me earlier, just do the crimes, Carrie, earlier today.
Well, we all signed an open libels treaty backstage, so we're actually good to libel each other as long as we have notice. So, cool. I would like to ask you, for anyone who isn't familiar, though, would you mind giving the mini version of what you do on Oh No, Ross and Carrie?
Yeah, so we're an investigative podcast where we look at fringe spirituality, claims of the paranormal, and fringe science. So anything that has an unusual claim attached to it, we'll try out ourselves. Sometimes that means that we'll get ear candled or fire cupped or have our chakras aligned, and then look at what the science actually says about those things. And then sometimes it means we're going undercover in fringe groups, like we spent 2 months in Scientology. We spent 5 months becoming Mormons. Did you just gasp like that was news to you?
Trying to play along.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we do.
That's awesome. We're big fans. And also, I would like to ask you, Matthew, how did you get... So you guys go way back, and that's how you became involved. Do you want to talk about taking on the role of Oh No, Ross and Carrie lawyer?
Sure. Carrie and I worked together at People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals for a number of years and became friends. One person.
Yeah.
Love it. And then I went out on my own after a while, and Carrie started to get sued. So she said...
Way before the show.
She said, help me out.
Left and right. Well, that's awesome. We've got a fun little game planned. I'm excited. Andrew, what do you think we pick some folks from the audience to participate? What do you think?
I think we should. And I know we have four VIP guests who unfortunately were in the third row. So if you four can stand up.
If you would like to play.
Third row.
Yes.
Right.
You
must agree in advance.
Carrie,
I'm sorry. Those are the rules of the game.
Carrie, did you bring the electroshock that we're going to put on? Yeah.
I have a short 137-page waiver that I want you to sign. It's right backstage.
You just have first right of refusal. You can, by all means, decline. What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to play? Would you like to... okay. How about we...
Everyone...
All right, we need two folks from the audience. Somebody.
This is truly brave. You've told them nothing.
No, we've told them nothing.
Cool.
Okay, well, if we're going to do. Let's do
our
all
listeners
four.
Are very trusting.
We're going to do two. Let's do. Okay, we'll do four. You guys can strategize. All right. Okay, we're gonna pick teams like in PE. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. You two on the left. Here, why don't I. Who's got the long cable? It might be Carrie. That's here. I'll take mine.
I'm
then.
Purple.
I'll take. Why don't you come over here if you don't mind, and I will travel with my mic. This will work perfectly, and we will get your names. Hello, thank you for playing.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Daniel, what's your name?
I'm Jacob.
Jacob.
Tommy.
Nice to meet you, Tommy.
Jen.
Jan or Jen?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jen. All right. Well, are you excited to play? Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna not stand in front of the screen. Sorry about that, everybody. So here's what we have. On Oh No, Ross and Carrie, from time to time, they have received some legal threats. They've maybe even been received a few cease and desists. And
correct.
We've got a game where we are going to be able to talk about that and talk about a little bit of First Amendment stuff and also talk about some of the funny experiences that they've gone through. So the game is this. Let's change the slide. Round one. Who has threatened to sue Oh No, Ross and Carrie? You ready? All right. Here's the first one. Carrie, can you pronounce that? Because I still don't get it.
Yes, that's the Ordo Templi Orientis.
Okay, so after they guess, we'll get the story. We don't want to give it away, but after they guess, so we'll get your guess first, and then we'll get the story behind these. The Raelians, right? I think I pronounced that.
Yep.
Center of Excellence Online, and the Bosnick Center for Lyme Disease. So, okay, we'll go. Okay, you two are on my team. You two are on Andrew's team, okay?
Should I come over?
No, it's okay.
All right.
You'll be
my long-distance teammates.
You get
I'm sending
guess
you good
first
vibes.
On question one. So why don't you guys...
One answer.
You two get one answer. We're going to do two people, but four of you came down. So your first chance. You pick an answer, A, B, C, or D, and you have like 3 seconds.
I want to vote A because it sounds so ridiculous.
They're going with A. All right. What is your answer then?
I think we're going to go with C, Center of Excellence Online.
All right, let's find out.
Are any of y'all familiar with any of them?
It's the Raelians. All right, why don't you tell us the story of actually some of these. Three of them are pseudo-real because they at least have a story, and then one of them, of course, is provided by me. Carrie, take it away.
Okay, so the Ordo Templi Orientis is an occult group that follows Aleister Crowley's teachings. So Ross and I joined them for a few months. We did get kicked out. And their whole mantra is, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And this was 5 years ago, but I still so wish that as I was kicked out, I had said, I was only doing what I wilt. The Center of Excellence Online is a school online where you can get certified in various things like fairy magic and, well, naturopathy. That's what I got certified in.
So it's not just excellence. You don't get certified as excellence.
Right.
Okay.
And it's headquartered in the UK. It took me 8 hours to get certified as a naturopath.
But can you naturopath us, or I don't know what that
means. Oh, totally. Yeah, okay. Actually, you played my patient when I was doing that.
I did. I forgot what I was. I forgot what you diagnosed me as. But
yeah, I think I told Matthew you had to wear more green or something to be healthier. I don't know.
Advice
and they were like,
he
pass.
Hasn't followed.
And then the Bosnick Center for Lyme Disease. Maybe you should tell us about
that. That's okay. My joke answers speak for themselves. So we see the correct answer is the Raelians. What happened? Give us the story.
So have people heard of the Raelians?
No.
Okay, a few.
You better explain it because I think a lot of people won't know.
I love that these people are just guessing based on the title of the groups. No other information.
You have no idea how much...
It has to do with aliens. Okay. Wow.
You have no idea how much money Andrew and I have on this game. This is more for us. We're tied.
You're right. The aliens are a UFO-centered religion. Claude Vorilhone is their leader. He goes by Ra'el or Rael. And he says that in 1976, I believe, he went up on a mountaintop in France and aliens came down and spoke to him. And told him that they had created humanity, their names were the Elohim, and they fly over our planet twice a year to check on us.
Is it related to Superman? Like, is Ra'el his stepdad, or
actually, now that I think about
Jor-El,
it's very similar to the treaty you described.
Okay. So, Matthew, do you want to tell us the legal story?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more context about the Raelians. Their symbol is the swastika inside the Star of David. Edgy. They have a swastika rehabilitation day where they fly airplanes with swastikas and write, like, rehabilitate the swastika.
I know this is such a small detail, but are you saying swastika?
Swastika. Sorry.
So why
don't you tell them a little bit about your investigation and what you found, and then I can talk a little bit about the legal threats.
So Ross and I joined this religion. When you do join, they make you disavow any other religion you've ever held. You have to sign a paper that says, like, I am no longer a Christian, or whatever your background is.
All right, sign me up.
Yeah. We were like, no problem. And then they asked us, well, what's your prior religion? And we were like, oh, okay. And we had to, like, name all the religions we had joined. Okay, Scientology, Mormons. We were Christians for real.
Well, you take out your punch card and you're like, we're only a few religions away from a free sandwich, actually. A couple more.
So one of the Raelians' signature moves is that they love sex. They love especially, like, robot-centric sex. Anyway.
Andrew's a Raelian.
I mean, there's a reason you have Optimist Prime placards out there.
So a lot of things about the Raelians are very fun. A couple things are real downers, like the swastika. And also that early in their lifespan, they seemed to have been encouraging pedophilia, or at least there is some documentation that suggests that. We talked about that on the show. I'd say very carefully
as well.
And then got a great letter that Matthew can tell you about.
A great letter from a British law firm called Brimstone and Solicitors, which is just, I mean, if you're going to be a lawyer who's going to shake people down for their speech, like, Brimstone and Barristers is the perfect name. And this guy was just like, you know, you have, you know, false and defamatory, and we have causes of action against you in Britain, and these claims have been proven false in a case in the Eastern District of California. And, you know, there's no way that you could take anything that we've ever said to encourage pedophilia or group sex or whatever. And, you know, do a little bit of research. You find out on their own webpage they have something about children naturally feel all around their parents, including the father's genitals. Parents should be unafraid to do the same to the children. And so, you know, it's kind of fun to get that letter and just be like, oh, yeah, okay, bring this in front of a jury in California, motherfucker. Like, also with your swastika rehabilitation day and, you know, everything
I never
else.
Thought I'd say this, but swastika, not the worst part.
Not the worst part, no.
I think it might be second worst, I think.
So, yeah, and then, you know, they said, these claims have been proven false in the Eastern District of California. So you look that up. Oh, you got a default judgment against somebody who never even probably got served. You know, so you write back and we just wrote back. We're just like, yeah, go ahead. We're not gonna take anything down.
Yeah, please sue us.
Yeah.
I said
something like, I'm not really too concerned about what happened in Britain because it's a distinct legal system. And he writes back, it should not matter that it is a distant place because blah, blah, blah. You know, we have causes of action everywhere. I was like, I didn't say distant. It's distant, but it's also distinct. And
please tell me you pulled the per my email. You call that office power move.
Yeah. I didn't, but I put it in italics instead. You know, please, I do think I used the line, please read more carefully.
Oh, I didn't remember
which,
that.
Which, among lawyers, I think that's officially you can kill each other with pistols at that point.
Yeah, no, that is legalese for you and everyone you've ever known.
All right. Well,
so after a bunch of back and forth, a bunch of shitty letters, which were a lot of fun to write. I mean, like the letters I get to write for Carrie, she lets me just kind of do whatever, as be as shitty as I want, which is the perfect client. And after a bunch of back and forth, you know, they sort of, and after Carrie and Ross's invitation to have them on the podcast to clear up any misinformation or any misunderstandings, they declined that invitation and didn't file suit.
All right. Happy ending. Well, congrats. Good lawyering.
Thank you.
Opening Arguments is brought to you by Hims. You've heard us talking about Hims and how they're helping guys look their best. If you haven't yet, it's time to see what they're all about. Did you know that 66% of men start to lose their hair by age 35? And once you've noticed it, it can be too late. And the thing is, it's much easier to prevent hair loss than it is to reverse it. So it's time to do something about it while you still can. And that's where 4hims.com comes in. They are your one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Hims is helping guys be the best version of themselves with licensed physicians and FDA-approved products to help treat hair loss. Now, this isn't snake oil pills, gas station supplements, none of that. These are prescription solutions backed by science. Hims was created by a guy who knows some men's health conversations are easier online than in person. Avoid that awkward doctor visit where you got to tell, for some reason, four different people what's wrong with you. I hate doing that. This is much easier. 4hims connects you with real doctors online, which could save you hours, and it's completely confidential and discreet. Answer a few quick questions a doctor will review, and if they determine it's right for you, they can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that is shipped directly to your door. Order now. Our listeners can get started with Hims Complete Hair Kit for just $5 today, right now while supplies last and subject to doctor's approval. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy somewhere else. Go to 4hims.com/OA. That's FORHIMS.com/OA. One more time, 4hims.com/OA. Go there right now. So just to be clear, no one won. That guy, I thought with the one joke answer, we'd have pretty good odds that someone would, but sorry, I should have done two joke answers. Okay, let's go for round two. All right, the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center.
Do you want me to at least just give a one-line description?
Yeah,
of
good idea. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center is a place in Costa Rica where you can take ayahuasca trips to cure whatever ails you. Depression, cancer, whatever.
There's not a Q&A.
Yeah, there's no follow-up.
The
here.
Game is, she says one sentence, so you at least have some idea. Okay, televangelist Melissa Scott.
Televangelist Melissa Scott is, she's actually here in Glendale, just up the road.
Should have had her on.
I should have called her. She used to be a pornography actress, though she denies that, but it's very well documented. She was. She claims to speak...
One might say the documentation is critical to the pornography career. I think it's a key ingredient, actually.
Barbie Bridges.
I build for it.
Nice.
Oh, no, I'm not following that line.
Okay, are we, Ray? G. Zachary Terwilliger. That's the free space.
I thought you were going to make me make something up about that.
We could have. You probably would have pulled it off. The Church of Scientology. I think that probably needs
The Church of Scientology is. No, you know. Yeah.
Okay, well, now we switch, so now you folks have to go first. Okay, what do you got?
I think we're going to go with B.
Okay, they go with B, and that's, all right, powerful. Pornography, a strong draw. Here we go, what's your answer?
I feel like B, but...
Well, you got to go different. Sorry, those are the rules.
I guess we're going to go with D because they sue everybody.
That's a good choice there. Let's see. Big money.
Sorry, everybody. And
the plus side is that means if someone gets question three right, at least we have a winner. All right. Tell us the story.
So actually, these are the only people who have actually sued us.
In two countries.
In two countries. Costa Rica and these United States. So this was a really unusual circumstance. They reached out to us and said, hey, we saw that you have a really popular show and that you like, I don't know, do weird spiritual stuff. Want to come out? Clearly had not listened. So we said, sure. Yes, we're happy to come out. And we're happy to take you up on your free trip. But just to be very clear, we will be reporting on it. We will not be making an advertisement for you. So we're going to be completely honest. And they were like, cool, yeah, you'll love it. So we went. I didn't end up doing the ayahuasca because I take an antidepressant. What? You can't. But who else? SSRIs? Right.
It's like 80% of our audience. Yeah. It's most our audience. It's fine.
Yeah. But my co-host Ross is a perennially happy person, so he could take it. And so he did the ayahuasca 4 times in a row and seems to have gotten like in a very bad situation on trip number 4, where his muscles were spasming without him. He hit his head on a rock. He asked to be taken to the hospital and they refused. So we reported on all this honestly, and then they came back and were like, oh, we had always assumed you were going to do advertising for us, so now we're going to claim...
Per my last email.
Right. So now you're in breach of oral implied contract.
Well, there was a written contract that said... For having 2 podcast episodes about Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, you can come to our place and stay for free and take all the ayahuasca you want for a week, which is what they did. And then after they aired more than 13 podcasts about Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, they sent this letter that said, you know, we own the copyright to everything you experienced at Rhythmia Life Advancement Center. Like, you can't talk about it without, you know, we own your thoughts.
Matthew, I just want to jump in for a sec. Can you copyright experience?
No, you cannot. And this guy was a former, like, copyright lawyer at some big firm, which just means that there's so many these asshole lawyers who just know they're full of shit. Like,
yeah.
Whatever. When I worked at PETA, I sued for a monkey and said he owned his copyright to a photograph, and like I said, whales were slaves under the 13th Amendment. Like, I know what it's like to file a bullshit lawsuit, but it's like in pursuit of a greater thing, and these people will just fucking lie to shake people down. You know, they said, oh, it's defamation, it's all these other things, and they said, you know, if you don't take down all the episodes and didn't you have to also file a? I think you had to have a written apology or an audio apology on your show
or
something.
They might
have
wanted a retraction.
They said, if we don't reach an amicable solution in 10 days, we will file suit. And this was the most fun letter I ever wrote. Within an hour of him writing it, I said, Ross and Carrie will be neither ceasing nor desisting. There's no need to wait 10 days. that was the end of the letter. And he filed 15 days later, and I wanted to argue estoppel for the lawyers in here, but they wouldn't. I didn't. But they filed against Carrie and Ross in Costa Rica and in California. We anti-slapped them here in California, and then they dismissed in the face of an anti-slap for lawyers who, for anybody who's not a lawyer, an anti-slap in California basically means if you get sued for your speech rights, if you get sued for exercising your First Amendment by some rich asshole who's just trying to shut you up, you can both get the lawsuit dismissed and get paid from the asshole who sued you. So we filed one of those, they dismissed, and then we said, okay, you got to pay us $20,000. And they said, okay. So.
All right.
So, and then we just decided to not really fucking worry about the Costa Rica lawsuit because you can't enforce it here. And then they eventually dismissed it.
Did you just take a default judgment in Costa Rica?
No. Well, we expected to take a default judgment in Costa Rica. It would have been unenforceable here in the United States under what's called the Speech Act, which protects against basically libel tourism, going to places with more, you know, less restrictive First Amendment rights.
Thanks, Obama, rights. Literally.
Yeah. prevents them from just, you know, getting a default judgment against your speech somewhere else and then trying to enforce it here. So we just weren't worried about it. A Speech Act also gives you your attorney's fees in defeating their attempt to enforce the judgment. So we're just like, all right, we'll make them pay us more if they come in here and try to enforce it. But we had a lawyer in Costa Rica. Or were you pulling it up? Somebody was pulling it up and found out they just dismissed it after a while. So they
had to do some sort of follow-up that they just never did. So the court was like, this is a dead suit. Yeah.
I thought this was going to end with you guys being fugitives if you ever go to Costa Rica. Like, you want to. You can never accidentally take a vacation there. Otherwise, you're going to be...
I mean, there was a concern. Possible. It was like, well, you know, you can just let it go to default, but don't ever own anything in Costa Rica.
Jerry, the guy who ran this place, also sent me like hundreds of texts for freaking out about our coverage. I've still got his number in my phone. Should we text him? What?
I think the winner should get to text Jerry.
This guy's text would go from just like calm and collected to just out of his f-ing mind, and all at 3 a.m.
like he was on
and
drugs,
like,
or
like
10 minutes. We want to thank our friends at Cash Call Mortgage for making today's show possible. If you are a homeowner, we've got some great news for you. If you bought a home more than a year ago, chances are you have equity in your home, and with the help of Cash Call Mortgage, that equity can mean cash in your pocket. If you haven't done so, you really ought to check the interest rate on your mortgage. We refinanced recently because interest rates are so low, and if you have an interest rate higher than 2.99%, Cash Call Mortgage may be able to lower your monthly mortgage payment and get you cash you might need for the upcoming holidays, remodel your home, or just to keep in your pocket. Cash Call Mortgage is a direct lender and can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, they'll even pay your closing costs. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com/OA. Again, go to cashcallmortgage.com/OA. Impact Mortgage Corporation, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York, offer not available in Washington. All right. Okay. Round three, the only round that may feature a point scored. I don't know. Let's see. Round three, final round. Had to get that in there at some point.
Those are wild pigs.
Oh, thank you. Okay, how about this one? Also wild pigs?
Tony Alamo Christian Ministries is a group that was founded in Alabama. Alabama or Arkansas? Ooh, an A state. And then also has a satellite church here in Canyon Country. It's named after Tony Alamo. He, as you can see... Tony Alamo was a pastor who ended up in prison for transporting minors across state lines for sex. He had as many as 8 underage wives. Obviously, wives not being the correct term, but some as young as 6. So he went to prison for the rest of his life, but continued to lead his group while he was in prison.
Wow. How about this guy? Not
Tony
quite
Robbins,
as bad, I think.
Another Tony. Yeah, you guys know who Tony Robbins is, right?
Yeah.
He's like a motivational speaker who's big on tough love.
And final answer D here. And right Brain Therapy, Inc.
Right Brain Therapy, Inc. is run by Jerry Mungadzi in Dallas, Texas. And they believe that when you come into their clinic, they can give you this coloring sheet of your own brain and a box of crayons. And you intuitively color it in, and the way you color it indicates very important things about you, including whether you're gay, which they can fix, whether you have demons or multiple personalities.
All right. Well, my team gets to go first. Here we go.
Any thoughts? I don't know which one I hate more, B or D. I'm going to say remember the Alamo because fuck that guy.
Okay. Which one's that? I guess we're going B.
Don't answer B. Here we go. Right, will we get a correct
Don't
answer?
Choke on this one. I'm counting on you.
We'll go with the San Diego Tony, C.
They are going with answer C. Ah, let's reveal the answer. and not a single correct answer was had all night. That's incredible. What if someone... Hey, we've got a lot of math geniuses who listen. Someone calculate the odds on two teams getting to try and getting a one out of three question wrong three times. Email me. Okay, well, thanks for playing.
I think it is only fitting on this show that there are no winners.
Yeah, yeah. I am so tired of making you guys stand up. So we'll get the story on this.
Wait.
No, we're going to get the story, but I was just going to let them sit down.
No, don't let them sit down. That's I was going to give a shirt to the winner, but we have four shirts. It's fine. Hey, Drew, would you bring my bag? This is my fiance, Drew.
Congratulations.
Recently engaged. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. When do I spring the podcast on? Drew?
Have you been researching him?
Oh. 5 years in, he passes the test. Just like paw through this.
Yeah. since we're all losers here, take a look, but nobody gets it because you lost. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm so glad you brought the shirts for the prize for the people.
Especially since these are all clearly huge fans of the show who know all about it.
Go ahead and feel free to go back to your seats, and let's get the story behind this last question here. So, 3050 Feral Hogs, what was that investigation like?
Right Brain Therapy is, it is what I described. It's in Dallas. We found out about it because it's loosely connected to an exorcist we were investigating. Hello, other thing. So we found out about this guy who does this crazy therapy, and we showed up and got it, and asked him, like, hey, is it cool if we take pictures and, like, record this and stuff? And he was like, yeah, whatever. So we did. He told Ross, my co-host, that he was gay, which he divined because Ross had colored the center of it pink. Is the center of his own brain, right? Ross had actually found a piece of the drawing that looked sort of like a dick and colored that pink. little baby Ross. As sort of a test, I said, one of us experiences same-sex attraction. Can you see who? And he looked at it, and he was like, oh, Ross. Not accurate. He said, if you, Carrie, did, it would be brown. So brown's the lesbian color.
Tracks.
No comments on that.
We did an episode about this quirky therapy, quirky being a polite way to say it, and then got a message from his wife, who's also the secretary at this place, saying, he's going to sue you. You need to take this all down, and we never gave you permission to take these photos. And I was like, oh, do you want to hear the audio where I asked him? And he said, yes. I gave them Matthew's email, and that's the last we heard from them.
I got no story there. I was just like, yeah, you don't about these people suing you. There's no problem.
Any compelling stories on Tony Robbins and or Tony Alamo Christian Ministries?
Yeah, I mean, we did go undercover at Tony Alamo, and we were genuinely scared. That's the most scared I've ever been, because we had to get in their unmarked van and drive into the desert and watch our cell phone bars disappear.
Zero unmarked vans policy for me, personally. Zero.
Yeah, so that was genuinely scary, and we kind of thought we would hear from them, just like with Scientology. We thought, like, well, you know, this is one where we'll have to call Matthew. But I think, actually, they were sort of... they're sort of Luddites where technology is concerned. And so I don't think they... I think they might still not know about our coverage. Even though, like, if you Google Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, you'll probably get our show in your, like, second or third result. But they don't Google themselves. They're busy.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to thank our participants for losing with such dignity and grace.
Thank you.
And also, how about it, Carrie and Matthew? That was so much fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. We'd like to thank our top patrons, our Hall of Famers, our all-time greats over patreon.com/law. Who, by the way, already heard the full live show years ago. I mean, and just think of how much longer they've gotten to enjoy the delightful Carrie and Matthew segment of that show. But anyway, we've got to thank on Top Patron Tuesday, our top patrons, and go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you to Gerald Sheppens, the Murder Family, Wang Dang and the Taint Team, Adam Larson, that's A-T-O-M, like up and Adam.
At them Larson?
Yeah. Kristen Daniel, Alex Huff, Amber Green, Mark DeLillo, Murray Gregerson, Hillary 2020, number one supporter, Miranda Devine, Alex Hidalgo, Stand With Kashmir. Well, the Led Zeppelin song, I stand with that. The U.S. Constitution is the Ouija board of originalists wanting to something. I second the Atlanta live show and am definitely not the same patron. The Oxford comma is necessary, comma, and an ellipsis has only three dots. I love that name. Seattle or Portland live show, I'll bring scotch. Well, you may have yourself a deal there. I mean, well, you haven't promised to share it with us yet, so change.
Well, it has to be good. I mean,
yeah, don't bring any doers that you drink yourself. That does us no good. Tune in next month for tips on flipping Trump family members. Well, you know, we're last Friday too.
Yeah.
Portland live show. Howdy doodly do. Talkie's the name. Toasting's the game. I love that it's a talkie toaster reference. That's great. Rab wants a Boston live show. So do I, but I got to tell you, not until it's warm.
I have never been, so that will be a lot of fun.
Boston is a delightful city.
I hate every sports team that exists there.
Well, yeah, obviously, but.
Really, really a lot.
Yeah, we're in total agreement on that one. Okay, Zirkle, Catherine Cannell, Freudian Faceplant, https://mobro.co/padugan, P-A-D-U-G-G-A-N. I have no idea what any of that is.
You know, I'll give the Celtics a pass. I don't really have any strong feelings about the Celtics.
These Durham Bulls tickets say the next live show is in Durham. Elbow of Justice from the Sky, any second now. Emily Rainbow Spence. Odin the Law Dog is no longer a below-average L.A. listener. Well, yeah. What do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? That's irrelevant. That will never fail to make me laugh. Jason Copas, retirement plan, travel, drink wine, play with dogs, listen to OA. You know, that's pretty
We're
much
with
my
you.
Retirement
yeah.
plan. Yeah. Still a patron, but leaving Hall of Fame to pay for engineering masters. Well, I am sorry to see you go, but like we always say, take care of yourself. Get your engineering master's degree. Come back.
Good luck.
Twice as strong. And
we appreciate the support and good luck.
Yep. Transcriptionist killed the quid pro quo star.
That's
Michael,
a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one. Michael Blevins running for Senate to replace Joni Ernst, OA325. Nice. Hotspear.com suggests hire Rudy to cross-examine Rudy. That would be amazing. Quick question. Is extorting Ukraine illegal even if I really want to? I'm actually an Amicus Boxer Briefs guy. Alec Emke. It's legal. It's advice. It's not legal advice. Dragonfly.eco. Books about nature and the environment. Reviews and interviews. Michelle Cloud. Nate Drex. Stuff and polls. If you're reading this, there's been a mistake. I opted for a lower. Well, then there we go. How do I sue Rhode Island under Lanham Act? It's not an island. Oh, nice. Right. Okay. So how do I sue Rhode Island under the Lanham Act? It's not an island. I like that. Resolve, the United States should adopt a policy to deport Rudy Giuliani. Darth Mandy Pants, I'm brewing. 13th century Saxony gravel truck lawyer. Impeachment news is going too fast to come up with pithy Patreon names. Yeah, no kidding. Dance the Night Away at the Carbolic Smoke Ball. Jennifer Kratch, Nightmare on Pennsylvania Avenue. Atavistic Device, Happy Second Adoption Day. Malcolm the Dragon, Mummy Loves You. OA is DC's good luck charm. Thank you. And ATS,
yeah.
Nats, 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 woo. Yes, we are.
We got a great email from that patron. I'm not going to, you know, out the name or anything, but that was a really cool email. And, you know, I rooted for the Nats, even though they beat my Dodgers. I rooted for them. So glad they won. And what a game seven. Oh my gosh. What a series.
Yeah.
I mean, I I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I pretty much watch the playoffs now every year. What a series. Oh, yeah. So great.
Absolutely. All right. Norfolk, Nebraska, famous for Johnny Carson, Melons, and Summit Shuffleboard. Steven, Balticate Sandoval. I'm here because Diogenes the Cynic was right. Concurrence, Raleigh deserves a live show. Also, read Factfulness. Andrew was on a cruise ship and thus is now under admiralty law.
Oh,
very true.
Yeah. Didn't think about that.
a semi-impeachable membrane. Atlanta is also my favorite upcoming live show. Seattle is a close second. CivilPoliticsRadio.com, Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Valley Free Radio. Andrea, the Arbitrary and Capricious, the Registry Matters podcast, Sternly Worded Live Show in Seattle, and John Bilderback. Take it away, Thomas.
You know, some people skip this, but you guys are all better than those people. I love this. This is so fun. I love the shout-outs. They're always a good time. Junk Pitch Talk, Episode 3, Knuckleballs Aren't Junk. Clown Horn, the live show. I just want a dinner in Seattle. Hey, can't there be both? P. Andrew Tortoise, somebody do that. Vote early and vote often at clownhornvoting.com. Eric Ulsman, America's pastime should be shaming racists. Adam Costa, Pain Strumpet. Thomas Smith is my favorite attorney. Andrew is a close second. J. Alden Walt, this week's OA wine pairing. Bouchard, oh, I will be terrible at the pronunciation. This week's OA wine pairing, Bouchard Perret et Phil Chambolet Mussini. Sorry, I'm not good at that. Yeah. Kiowa Valley Exports.
I'll do the wine pairing next week.
Yeah. You read that. I can't do the... My thing is, if I'm not 100% confident in something, then I feel like a faker, so I don't want to even try. That's my... So unless I become like a native speaker of a language, I'm an imposter if I try to actually pronounce it correctly. Kiowa Valley Exports for Australian red meat and craft beer. Trump stumped Rudy Moody... Bartard. Let me be totally clear. I like being totally clear. The Howler Monkey theory of legal interpretation is pretextualism. Milo Mead song representing you in fruit-based litigation. So sorry I stopped my Susan story too soon. You were awesome. But oh, by the way, I'm excited about our live show in Melbourne. Whew, someday. You know, it's really interesting. I wonder about, you know, other countries and their demand for our U.S.-based law show, but that might be there. The demand might be there. Join your labor union. Together we bargain, alone we beg. Ukrainioki legend Cosmo Blazinski. Nice. Trump SCOTUS is illegitimate and its decisions are invalid. I wish. Arthur Two Sheds Jackson, James Cole, a fool and his presidency are soon parted. Not soon enough. This podcast is in English. Sorry, this is all one word. This podcast is in English, right? Come on, fructose corollary thesaurus, which I'm sure they're complaining about all the pronunciations. Give me those sweet, sweet utils. Anonymous, Buttercup's Legal Services, the world's most formidable law firm. Watch the Chicago Thanksgiving Parade to see me as Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's incredible.
That's amazing.
Closing concessions. I didn't know that he was a big Thanksgiving fan. Closing concessions. The 14th Amendment is all about the rights of meth addicts. You could have made a hockey player joke, but you went with meth addicts. I appreciate it. WordOrigins.org, your source for legal terms from 13th century Saxony, it's a yodel stairmaster and it never gets higher. Sam Buck, Justin Beecham, call Adam Schiff, 202-225-4176. Tell him we want Norm. Norm? Oh, to do the questioning? Is that what that's about?
Yes.
Yeah. Derek Nats, G-N-A-T-S, Nats. No. Will quid pro Conrad Michaels quo for a Denver live show? I think that's read as will quid pro. Anyway, that's an offer. Bro, try out this hearsay. It'll clown horn you up, bro. David in Brooklyn. Big easy blasphemy. A string of unpronounceable characters. Dr. Manhattan is my favorite omnipotent being. God is a distant last. Good morning, Camp Quest. Malaika Chandler, Abacus Flinch, Soggy Pants, plus one vote for a Pocatello live show. Matthew Vernon, finally found my Patreon password so I can change my outdated Epstein joke. Adopt a homeless pet and oppose declawing and ear docking. Sam Danow, don't take ramp building advice from a podcast. True. Aaron Grady, Heather L., Sakashite Fukasumi, Jeremiah's platinum ticket to the OA to the Chicago OA live show. Ian and Ali. Can't wait for the OA live show. Eli Bosnick, Zabby, Teresa wants an OA cruise or just a Texas live show. That is That could happen someday. Both, Mitchell.
Both good ideas.
Yeah. The arc of the universe bends toward orgies. Our new sponsor, DeKuyper Impeachment Schnapps. DeKuyper, probably?
DeKuyper, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I don't drink a lot of schnapps, sorry. I agree with that 100%. And Conrad Michaels. Oh, so much fun. Love the shout outs. All right. And now it's time for the thrilling conclusion of T3BE. Really no idea how I did on this one. Let's hear it.
Oh, no associate of this firm has ever failed the bar exam.
Talk to the hand. I need your clothes. That's one of my mission parameters. Trust me. I know now why you cry.
T3BE, T harder, right? And I'm running afoul. Have you seen the new Terminator sequel yet? Because I have not.
Heard it bombed. And I just want to say Thomas was right and Andrew was wrong. Because you were, for some reason, excited about a piece of crap old sequel that was directed by James Cameron or whatever.
I was and still am. So we'll find enjoy. Out. Anyway, but this is not that. This is a carpenter contracted with a homeowner to remodel the home for $10,000, right? And then a crazy series of events happen, right? That like 2 days before he signs an agreement to buy a car where he could either pay $10,000 in cash on June 1 or $12,000 if after that. And then June 1 comes around and the homeowner, without justification, without any excuse, refused to pay. As a result, not only it's not stated, but not only does the carpenter lose out on the deal, but he suffers a minor heart attack, incurs $4,000 worth of medical expenses. Oh, and by the way, the reasonable value of the carpenter's services in remodeling the homeowner's home was $13,000. And so in an action for breach of contract, what is the appropriate measure of damages to the carpenter? Thomas, immediately eliminated B, $14,000, which is the contract price plus the medical expenses. And that's a good elimination, right? Like medical expenses, not remotely foreseeable, very difficult to show that, you know, the breach of contract caused the heart attack. You're not getting that. You also eliminated C, $12,000, which is the contract price plus the benefit of the bargain of the other contract that he signed into. That, again, was a what the law calls a special circumstance of which the other contracting party had no notice, right? So, in other words, you can occasionally get some related damages under a breach of contract if they are related to the contract and the other party has notice of that, right? So, for example, suppose I say to you, hey, I'll remodel your home. The first payment is due by April 1. And by the way, like, if my supplier doesn't get the money by April 1,
That's what the
cost is going to go up. Yeah.
So if it's related to the work, kind of, and then you could get some losses related to that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But this is
but this seemed, So did you like my logic there that this would seem to justify lots of really extraneous damages?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I was on the right. I wasn't just lucky. I got some of the logic. All right.
No,
cool.
You logic this up perfectly. So you chose between the two reasonable answers, which is either A, the contract price, $10,000. Or B, or D, the value of the services, $13,000, which is what you get under unjust enrichment. Sadly, though, you chose D. And let me say, this is just a pretty simple rule that in a breach of contract action, you can recover, if there's no contract, right, you can still recover for unjust enrichment for the value of the work performed, but you can't recover more than the value of the contract itself.
Right?
And if you think about that,
so
right, like, that makes a lot of sense.
Close.
I like, look, your logic is not, you know, of, well, once you breach the contract, now I should be able to get everything. It's hard to argue with that as a logical proposition. It just happens not to be the law.
That's fair.
And
it sucks. I was close. I almost
you
had
were
this.
Super
I was
close.
Like, I think it's just A.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, you know, it just seemed unfair. What I was remembering was that unjust enrichment rule kind of thing. But sadly, I wish I hadn't remembered it because it, and the language just looked really good, you know, like picking what looks right. And sadly, I was wrong. Doesn't apply here.
If you think about it in practice, establishing what you've actually done is almost always less than the contract, right? Like I've never seen a real life fact pattern that matches this. So, you know, sorry, but you analyzed it correctly.
That was a tough one, and I did so much work only to just fumble at the last moment.
Yeah, that was a Leon Lett there.
Yeah. I'm just thinking back to hockey, all the hard work plays I've made, and then I like mess up a pass to somebody and it's all for nothing. It's kind of like that.
I'm sure it is.
Well, let's find out who was smarter than me this week, who got this one right. What is it, Future Andrew? Tell us.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Hey, this is Future Andrew back from vacation. I want to thank all of you for the love you showed to Brian in handling this segment while I was overseas. Anyway, in our Back from Italy edition, this week's winner is Rob at Pencil Bloke on Twitter, who says, A, the carpenters in the contractor stiffed by Donald Trump bind. Is it worth going to the expense of suing to win the same amount you would have been paid anyway? Exactly right. And really good topical analysis of kind of the difference between contract law and tort law. And yeah, in the American system, you know, one of our problems is that you've got to pay your own way. And so under a theory of efficient breach, right, the idea that we want people to be able to break a contract if, you know, a better deal comes along. A really, really good counter argument to that is sort of what I am now going to call the Donald Trump example, which is if you're in such a disproportionate position that legal costs are no object, there is no disincentive under strictly tort law to, under strict contract law built in to prevent you from doing that, right? Your remedy has got to be in tort. So might be a discussion on a future show. Anyway, really, really great. Everyone give at Pencil Bloke, PencilBloke. That's Rob, a follow on Twitter, and congratulations for winning T3BE.
And a big thanks to Carrie and Matthew. Again, that was just such a great segment. So much fun. Really glad they were able to do it. And again, it just was even better than I was hoping. It was so fun. So big thanks to them and to our listeners and patrons. And we will see you on Friday.
You betray the law! Law!
This has been Opening Arguments with Andrew and Thomas. If you love the show and want to support future episodes, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/law. If you can't support us financially, it'd be a big help if you could leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever podcast delivery vehicle you use. And be sure to tell all your friends about us. For questions, suggestions, and complaints, email us at openarguments@gmail.com. The show notes and links are on our website at www.openargs.com. Be sure to like our page on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @openargs. Until next time. This podcast is a production of Opening Arguments Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
Opening Arguments is a copyrighted production of Opening Arguments Media, LLC, all rights reserved. Opening Arguments is produced with the assistance of our editor, Brian Ziegenhagen, our transcriptionist, Heather Leverage, production assistant, Ashley Smith, and with the generous assistance of our volunteer unofficial researcher, Deborah Smith. Special thanks to Teresa Gomez, who runs our merch and our live shows and also heads up the OA Wiki project. Follow them at OA Wiki. And a big thank you to our Facebook group moderators, Emily Waters, Alicia Cook, Eric Brewer, Natalie Newell, Brian, and Teresa. Check out the Opening Arguments community on Facebook. And finally, thanks to Thomas Smith for creating the fabulous OA theme song, which is used with permission.